Hello, my name is Ashish Sharma and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, a series of podcasts in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. In this episode, we speak to the president of the International School Sport Federation, Laurent Petrenka. The development of youth sport is seen by many as being a vital lifeline for all sports to have stars and role models for the future. And I began my chat with Laurent by asking him about plans the Federation has to develop a school's academy.
We are always searching some path of innovation in different sectors, mixing the fact that we have to increase our influence about school sport. Our vision is, of course, to develop school sport in the world, and also to take the opportunity to have sustainable relationship with the International Federation, second point, and then, of course, the business point of view, which is normal for any association. So if we need to develop, if we want to develop ourselves, we also need to have more income. So arrived the idea to develop more influence about education and education to a different target. First of all, the athletes, of course, then the coaches, also the head of delegations, which is quite internal subject, and also more than that, the physical education teachers. It will be a mixed process, online and physical, it will be, of course, based on how teach sport inside the school. I will give you a few examples after that. How to also have more influence in not only teaching sport, but also all the social issues, harassment, doping, all the social aspects like gender equality. So we are building now a strong curriculum in order to provide to all these targets some content. I will give you one example. We are just about now to sign an MOU with the FIFA about how to teach football at school. So this is an example that we will propose to the head of delegation and to the coaches to our next event in Morocco in July 23. We will propose them during one day beside the event to have some teaching lessons with the FIFA agreement, of course, with the ISF coaches in order to see how to develop more football at school and in the school. It will start hopefully in January, February, online courses with all these coaches and head of delegation if they are appointed already. And then on the spot, during one day, today, we will teach them in Morocco in the best condition, because in Morocco we are in Rabat in the National Football Center. In December, we will have all the content. I would say vision is okay, the targets are more or less okay. Then the content to see who can teach the content, and then we will launch the all the proposal to all our members.
Is it important that if this works as an umbrella, how do you work out the logistics of harmonizing that across the board, across different countries?
Two points. First of all, we will have a political board member, I would say, in order that we are sure that all the content and all the organization is validated. We wish to have some people extract from the executive committee members of ISF, but also people who are not member. I'll give you one example. We have in Bahrain, the president of the School Sport Federation, his PhD, he teach a lot at the university level in sport. Is also very involved at the high-level sport in triathlon. So some example that we need some high-level profile at the political level. And also on the scientist part, we will also have a board of scientists in all the matter that I quote you. In order to be sure that there is a kind of harmonization about the content, and that we don't deliver some content that are not at the level. I'm not so worried about the scientist part, because we already made an offer to one country in the Middle East for the PE curriculum. And each time we are choosing, you know, the inside the country, the best level in terms of curriculum. We are talking about people who have theses, who are doctors, who are specialized in physical education or in sport. So about the level, I'm not so worried. And we will have to find some people also who have the double DNA, which is not so obvious. DNA of sport level and also DNA of content, harassment, etc., but also DNA of school education, because talking to the Ministry of Education and to the people coming from the education part, it's not only the same than talking to the people coming from the federation. I would say when you are talking to teachers, I'm quite used to that. Of course, you have to be at the level, because they are themselves recruited most of the time at a high level. So your question will be in the core of the proposal that we want to fix till December.
And I know that the Schools Federation has been very, very active in promoting girls and empowering girls through sports. How do you see that having progressed? Because if you look at it from another level, in the last, I would say, maybe 18 months or so, we've really seen an increase in the profile of women's football. Right now we've got women's rugby taking place. There's been an increase in sports like, you know, women's cricket, getting big profile, getting big coverage. But is that filtering down, and are you seeing a pickup in schools with girls getting more involved in a variety of different sports? And if not, what more do you feel you can do to push that along?
Which is clear on our side is that the vision is clear, is that we have to do more in terms of gender equality, not only in the practice, but also in the representation, because our board, for example, is too much male. So that's we take in conscience that we have a problem on it, which is the second point, and which is the balance, is that always at the political level, people are always doing the same, saying, okay, we have to move on. But we are not only on the political part, we are also on the practical part. And believe me, on the practical part, it's difficult, because we have to be motivated, sure, but even being motivated, it's not so easy. And I will give you some example. There were a lot of discussion internally saying that, you know, in ISF we are mixed, because we always organize school sport for women and for boys. And we reach the equality most of the time. For example, in a gymnasia in Normandy, we were 50-50, and maybe a few more for females. So our results are not bad in terms of practice. And when we organize World School Championship Classical, I would say, in beach volley, we have the women and the boys. So on this part, we are quite good. But we wanted to do more and to create like a symbol, a new format of competition, which is a symbol. And in order to push more and to convince, because the idea of the event, okay, it's good, but it's a way to convince our federation. And now I am sure of one point, because it's quite complicated to build Sheeran. Sheeran is a complete... a comprehensive event. It's not only a race, it's the teaching for the girls. Then they come back to their country, and then they are creating themselves an event, etc. So it's a complex program, and we have to convince our members to send some teams. But now I'm sure that they are playing the game because of their own policy. If I give you one example, Brazil had a strong delegation, and I noticed that the girls who were coming were very involved inside the federation of CBDE. They were doing already in the region some influence in order to promote the school sport movement through women. So we were quite moved by this, because, you know, Sheeran was just a pretext to try to influence our members. And it's an example that shows that it works. It's a lot of energy. Because at the end, after COVID, we have only 300 coming from abroad. It's not bad, but we wish to have more. But it has an influence. So it's not going down, but it's too slow, maybe, in our consideration for the practice. For the problem of politics, it is very hard to change the thing, because our elections are based on the national bodies. They are proposing always their candidate. And obviously, their candidates are always men. So that's why in the board we have two women, To be clear, they were elected very positively. I mean, they were ranked very high at the election. But all the women we had, we elected them. But we wish to have more. And at the national level, it's quite complicated because how to influence? We cannot put quotas because you cannot say to the French Federation, send me a girl. So it's not legal to say that. So it's really complicated. In the commission, I would say under the board, of course, we are taking in consideration this 50-50. We are doing the clear process. But it is true that on the board, it's complicated to have women and to move the things.
Well, that was Laurent Petrinka, the president of the International School Sport Federation. Next week, we'll hear part two of our conversation. Don't forget, you can get all the latest news from the world of sport by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter produced every day, Monday to Friday. So, until next time, stay safe.